Ash and JD, they're the host, talking real, they're not like most. Podcasting fun with a side of wit, get ready. Cause you won't wanna quit. They bring the laughs, they bring the noise. Sharing stories of their crazy joys. From deep discussions to silly tales, the Real Talkin' Podcast never fails. Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty and oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny.
How are we all doing, everyone? Welcome back to, well, not back to, something different this week. Driving with JD. Now, it's a total work in progress, so might change on the next one. But basically, the stars wouldn't align this week. Ashley's been pegged too hard by his missus. You know what he's all like. He's a bit kinky like that. He's into sweaty feet and all sorts. And I've just been grafting and we've not been able to meet up and get the episode out to you as normal. For all you lovely listeners at home. So, hopefully you can hear me loud and clear. It's not too loud background noise coming from the graft van, the graftmobile. And it is just going to be a short one because it's a short bit of a drive for me at the moment. But I thought I've got to keep you all happy. You know, we've got all you lovely listeners out there. I will start off with just saying how... obviously, because I'm driving, I'm on my own, I cannot read any of the correspondence. So any of those lovely emails from yourselves and messages, the WhatsApps on the Real Talking hotline, which, as you all should know by now, the number is 07470-488-096. Links are in the description for all the emails, the phone numbers and all that. As you surely do know by now, we don't like to pester it too much, but, you know, it does need a little reminder every now and again. But yeah, and then also, while you're here, if you do enjoy it, finger that like button. If you're new, subscribe, follow, all that jazz. I mean, I know we shouldn't have to remind you, but sometimes we do need to just give a little bit of a nudge just to point you in the right direction. But yeah, not a great deal's gone on this week, really. I've not seen too much in the news. There was a strange story that I did hear where there was a London sword attack and there was a police officer that's lost most of his hand. You know, it just makes you think, what is the world coming to these days? Sword attack? I mean, for any of the American listeners, I know it's a common theme with the gun violence over there, but I think that's why we have a lot of this stupid crime over here, because there's not enough armed police rocking around just to quickly deter and deal with any of these stupid idiots running around with swords and machetes and all that crap. I don't know what the world's coming to. It makes you think, do you really want to bring up any kids in the world these days? I mean, not that it's on the cards for me. Obviously, Ashley's still a loving father. he's happy, so don't take everything I say as gospel. But yeah, it's hot at the moment. I'd love to have the window down right now, but you definitely wouldn't be able to hear me because it would be too loud. So that's another reason why I'm going to keep it short and sweet. But that's, you know, let me know if this is the kind of thing, if you have enjoyed it, you know, drop some comments, emails and whatever. I do kind of plan on doing this as a bit of a more regular thing, driving with JD or, I don't know, around the world in a little van, something like that. So it's all a work in progress, so if any of you have got any ideas for it, let me know. We will have a duo driving in the van, not next week, the week after, so it will be lads on tour. Even though we're not really on tour, we've just got to drive, we've got things to do, and that'll be the only time that we will be able to record that episode on that weekend. But while it is in my head, one of the usual culprits on the correspondence, James. I mean, Lee on the WhatsApp, appreciate the WhatsApps that do come in. He's been giving a bit of grief again to Lee. So without reading it off the hotline, I can't say it word for word, but it was along the lines of Man United have destroyed Liverpool's season. So that's referencing to the battering that we gave them in the FA Cup quarter final. And to be fair, yeah, when you think about it, that's when Liverpool's season started going downhill. You know, obviously, they didn't perform too great on the second game against United, and obviously got humbled by Everton the other week. Last week wasn't too good. West Ham pulling the draw back in the end. And then this weekend, I think they play Tottenham, if I remember rightly. Now, that's, you've got to beat Tottenham, the form that they're on at the moment. You know, unfortunate not to get a draw against Arsenal in the end, but, you know, just absolutely horrendous against Chelsea the other night as well. So, Liverpool, they should be looking confident for that game, but, I mean, Liverpool have just been terrible lately as well. So, you know, that could be Ange's return to a bit of form for Tottenham, but we'll see. Otherwise, James, yeah, I feel for you. I'm not saying that United are having a great season. You comment mentioned something about Burnley, and yeah, you know, we was unfortunate not to score a few goals, but we should have done better. We should have finished the game off, not conceded. I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole of VAR. It's not a football podcast. Maybe that might be one of the things that I do on my little touring with JD Van Vlogs. But yeah, we'll see on future episodes what I do. But yeah, the main comment from James was at least his Jurgen Klopp pillow is better than my Ten Hag bed sheets. And I just want to correct you on that, mate. It's not Ten Hag bed sheets that I've got. It's Sir Alex Ferguson and the class of 99, the treble winning season. You know, I've only got the glory days to live on these days, and also, yeah, I ain't going to get a Ten Hag one until he wins something more than just the Carabao Cup. Which, you know, I'm sure you'll have one of those as your new bed sheet this season, won't you? Since that's all that Klopp's got in his final season. But yeah, we'll save that topic for the Undertake podcast that we start in a few weeks' time, eh, James? But yeah, I've been out and about grafting this morning, driving through the countryside at the moment, which you won't be able to see on the video because I can't pick up the phone and point it around. But yeah, off to another job now anyway. So literally was just a quick brief little video just to say apologies for not having the normal madness going out. We are going to get back onto it next week. It just literally, nothing's worked right this week. I've been too busy. Ashley's been bumming too hard. And yeah, we've got to find the time again for next week to get back to normal viewing for all you lovely listeners out there. What, as I say, because we haven't done any of the emails and the WhatsApp, we will start straight off with those. But just because we've missed them this week, don't think that you can't send any more in. Just please do keep them coming, all your lovely questions. There is some good questions that have come in this week, to be honest. Oh, Twy Cross Zoo, I didn't know I was by there. Yeah, there's been some great questions coming this week, and I will need to pass them on to Ashley, because there's a couple that are little thinkers, and as you know, we're all about the prep on this podcast. You know, we always put 100% in for your viewing pleasure. So I will pass on those messages, so we've both had a little think about it and got some good answers ready for you. But yeah, send in more of them anyway. It does really help. Not that we're lazy. It's just, you know, like I've said, we're both busy. Ashley's a dad. He's not always getting bummed. And my work's just all over the place at the moment. I've literally just not had time to sit down and have 5 minutes for myself. So yeah, keep them all coming. We always appreciate it. I'm going to try and get this out as quick as possible as well, because I don't like to miss the deadline that I set for myself. You know, it's not like any of you pester us for it. You all listen and download at different times. But yeah, always appreciate you doing that as well, listening and downloading. So yeah, on that note, don't forget, share it as well, follow, subscribe if you're new. The hotline number 07470 488096. Send your messages in. You know, if you've got any videos or anything, ping them over as well. If I can, we'll put them onto the podcast on the video side of things. But yeah, hopefully you've enjoyed this. If you haven't, still leave a comment saying how shit you think it was. You can't park there, mate. Jesus Christ. Yeah, you've been quite fortunate on this, to be fair. If I was on the motorway, I'm sure there would have been a small portion of road rage that you would have had to deal with by now, but there hasn't been. There probably will be once I get off, because once I get off these country roads, that's when the usual dickheads are going to be out, most likely. But it is bank holiday weekend, so hopefully they're all off on holiday and they're not going to be in my way. I haven't even got a clue where I am, to be honest. So fortunately, I have still got the sat nav on the screen. But yeah, sending your messages, hope you've enjoyed it. Leave us a comment, let me know what you think about this. Again, because I've just done it off the cuff, I haven't planned for any of this. I just thought this would be our little announcement for why we haven't got a normal episode going out this week. So yeah, let us know what you think. Do you want to see more of it? I mean, I'm going to give more of it anyway. Probably not consistently, might just be every now and again. Other than the one that definitely is going to be in a couple of weeks' time. But yeah, let us know your thoughts. Hope you stay safe, and don't forget, keep it real. We'll see you on the next one. Peace.
Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. The banter that's waiting, oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny. You can't deny.